It was the original form of mass transit in cities and towns across America. In 1944, the musical Meet Me in St. Louis celebrated the trolley car era, when commuters climbed aboard electric streetcars.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell.
Not long after Judy Garland sang the trolley song, streetcars began to vanish, replaced by buses. An Iowa company is among those pioneering a rebirth. Godberson Manufacturing Company, or GOMECO, has even landed a new project to recondition trolley cars for St. Louis. GOMECO technician John Tarr is one of the very few trolley car operators in Iowa.
It's very simple to operate a trolley car. You just have a forward and reversing switch and an accelerator. The more you notch it up, the faster it goes. And then it has air brakes, which are the tread brakes. About anybody could drive a trolley car.
Located on the edge of Ida Grove, GOMECO Trolley employs about a dozen full-time employees, but borrows other workers from the company's much larger business, which specializes in making paving equipment. Grant Godberson is vice president of GOMECO Trolley.
To have just a trolley company would be a hard go. The advantage we have is we do have an existing business with the construction equipment that offers us all the infrastructure we need to build trolleys. And it also offers us a way to use our employees when the trolley business isn't going. And we like to try to keep our employment level about the same, and so it helps us level things off.
Since GOMECO launched the business in 1982, workers have built or renovated around 40 trolleys, including the one that has been an attraction for 13 years at the old Threshers reunion in Mount Pleasant. A new concept that might mean more jobs someday is a prototype, a hybrid trolley. John Colleen is GOMECO's sales manager.
It's capable of running 100% on battery power, or you can flip a little switch, the pantograph will go up to the overhead wire, the batteries shut off, and it now runs on overhead. And then while it's on the overhead, it's using that power to recharge the batteries. So it's a real slick little operation, and it was designed for a future, or what we think might be a future demand.
The rebirth of trolley systems is concentrated in larger cities, striving to revitalize their downtown centers and historic districts. GOMECO is one of only a few companies having success. For John Tarr, who started with the company four decades ago as a factory supervisor, bringing trolleys back to life is a thrill.
Being able to go out and see the expressions on people's faces when we deliver a trolley car and listening to the people that used to ride them, and then seeing the people bringing their grandchildren and telling them about how that was their mode of transportation back then and stuff, it's really delightful.
Next month, GOMECO will make company history when it exports its first trolley car to an overseas client in Taiwan. The $1.2 million project is battery-powered and will take Chinese passengers between an amusement park and a shopping center. John Tarr will go along and show them how to operate it. In Ida Grove, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.